Excellencies, colleagues, good morning. As stated by the President of the Conference, we are now moving into an informal plenary. The purpose of this is to have further discussions on international cooperation and assistance. From the general debates, the working papers, and from the consultations that I've had wide-ranging with many delegations, very good and diverse proposals have been made. It is clear to me that there is convergence to take a more systematic approach in dealing with the issue. The purpose of this informal plenary this morning is for me as a facilitator to listen to delegations and for delegations to provide their views on how to move forward on this. It would seem that an issue which would require us to provide our views is on a concept for a mechanism or working group or committee with regard to international cooperation and assistance, more specifically in terms of the mandate and the tasks that would be given to such a body. I would ask all of you if in your interventions to please speak and to come up with clear action-oriented recommendations that could be included into a decision on this matter for the final document of the REFCON. But before we open up the floor, just in terms of some of the mechanics of how we would work this morning, as the President stated, the time would be split between myself and Laurent of Switzerland on S&T. Since it is 10:30 at the moment, we would split the remaining 2.5 hours. So if my math is correct, that would give us until 11:45. So at 11:45, I will then stop and Laurent will take over. And one more thing, there is the issue of the cooperation database. Many delegations have expressed that its continued operation is quite important. So before we go into hearing from all of you, your thoughts on this, on Article 10 as a whole, may I invite the Secretary General just to give us a presentation on the operation of the database. Daniel?